The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Nun Chet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'adun Nishmat, Ruzkeni, Rabbi Yosef ben Sarah, Abraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tanihem, Begin Hayden. Amen. We go to the new Mishnah. Mekadesh betrumot, ubma'asrot, ubmatanot, ubmehatat, ubeferahatat, harezu, Mekudeshet ve'afilu Yisrael. Let's go one step at a time. Terumot, there's all types of terumot. Terumah, gedolah, that's the regular terumah that you have to give to the Kohen. Ma'asrot, let's talk about ma'asir rishon, right, that goes to the Levi. Ummatanot, that's the zerawa, the lehayayim, v'akeva, that's the matanot you're supposed to give the Kohen from the Korban. Ubmehatat, that's the waters of the Parah Adumah that you get from the spring. Ub'efer Hattah, that's the ashes of the Parah Adumah that you mix into the waters. Harezu Mekudeshet. In all these cases, the guy's Mekudeshet lady with these items. Mekudeshet. We have to see why. How can it be Mekudeshet in these cases? Va'afilu Yisrael. Even if the guy that's giving these items to the lady is Yisrael, Rashi. Ve'kasal kadatach. אפפי שאין לו בכל אלו אלא טובת הנאה שבידו נתיתם לכל מי שירצה. Which means, granted, the Israel doesn't own the terumah. The terumah is not his. But he has a monetary value in terumah called טובת הנאה. He can give it to whoever he wants to. And therefore, there's a value in that. Which means, I could choose who I want to give the terumah to. And therefore, when I give the terumah to the lady, alet mekudeshet b'terumah zu, now I'm giving her that right option, which is a value, to give it to whichever kohen she desires. So therefore, I am giving her the monetary tovat hana'a. That she says, letitam lechol mishirtze, v'gav hi lo zachta ela b'tovat hana'a zu. She zachta in that tovat hana'a. She tzirikal tam lekohen, v'ma'aseh lelevi, same thing, v'ma'aseh to lelevi, same tovat hana'a. U'mekdisha b'tovat hana'a zu, dekasva tovat hana'a mamon. This shitav, the Mishnah must hold, that tovat hana'a is considered money. Even though he doesn't own the terumah, but he has rights to give it to what he wants. He's transferring that hana'a to somebody else that's considered money, and therefore shaveh peruta, at least. Therefore it is mekudeshet. I think what I was going to explain. Amar ula, tovat hana'a ena mamon. So right away, ula starts off to give mara. It's not considered mamon. If you want to mekudesh an isha with tovat hana'a, no good. Oh, etibe רבי אבא לעולה המקדש בתרומה ובמעשרות ובתנות במחטת ובאפר פרה הרי זו מקודשת ואפילו ישראל. Meaning, even if it's Israel, which is בשלבה כהן, of course, כהן, he owns it. The חדוש is what? That even if Israel is מקדש, it's okay. How does it work? Must be with טובת הנאה. So God says, no, המשנה is not talking about טובת הנאה. אמר לה, אחא, we're talking about a case בישראל שנפלו לו תבלים מבית אבי אמו כהן. You have Israel. His maternal grandfather is a Kohen. He had tevalim. And he died. And those tevalim went to Yerusha. He didn't have any boys. So that Yerusha went to the grandson from his daughter, who is a Israel. And this opinion holds, matanot shelo hurmu, which means teruma that was not yet separated yet, kimi shehurmu damyan. We consider as if it is separated. And therefore, the teruma which is in this tevalim over here is considered that it belongs already to the Kohen grandfather. Which is the Kohen grandfather is a Kohen, he has to take teruma as well. And if you hold what, that this terumah, even though he didn't take it out yet, it's considered if it's hurmu, Therefore, it's considered the Kohen's already. And therefore, when he's being Yoresh his Terumah that he got already, so to speak, to the grandson. So that already is not considered anymore Torvat Tana'a. Because now already, Torvat Tana'a is, nobody owns the Terumah, I have a right to give it to whoever I want. That's not Mamon. Here, no, the grandfather owns it already. So now, I was Yoresh something that my grandfather gave me. He happened to give me his Terumah. Now, I have a right to sell it to Eddie Cohen. I can sell it to Eddie Cohen I want now, because it's considered mine. And therefore, I can't eat it, because I can't eat the Terumah, not a Cohen. But I can go now and sell this Terumah that belongs already as the Mamon of the grandfather. Because we hold that even though the Terumah was not separated yet, it's Kimishur Mudami. And therefore, what he inherits it to the grandchild is getting Tibalim, okay, but this Terumah there that belongs already to the grandfather was your Morish. Therefore, now the grandson owns this Terumah. He can't eat the Terumah, obviously, but he can what? Can sell it to a Kohen, or he can give it to a lady. Hareat mekudeshet li betrumazu. That's not Torvat Hana'a. I'm giving you something that belongs to me that I was Yoresh, and you have the rights to go sell it to whatever Kohen you'd like. And therefore, Amishnah is not working with Torvat Hana'a, it's working with exactly Mamash Mamon. Look at Ashi. Kemi shehormu damyan. Third line up. Ho'il ve'omedet litrom, since already it's standing to be nitram, this tevel, v'nigmeram melachto, already it's prepared, v'kach, v'zachah kohen b'chaya b'truma shebo, which means the kohen already, the grandfather, was zochen, this teruma already, it's his teruma, which means he has to take it out, then give it to himself. And therefore, even though he didn't take it out yet, we consider Kemishur Ma'adamya. Therefore, the grandfather owned it, and that Zechut, he was Yoresh, or Morish, to his grandson. Shelo Tal'alav Illa Frishah Utkayim Al'atzmo. All the Kohen has to do is take it out and give it back to himself. Av Yoresh Zeh Yafrishen. Now, so the Yoresh now will be Poresh Mafrish Terumah, Ve'im Kerena L'Kohanim. And let him sell it to the Kohanim for money. Ve'chen Hitim Kerena. Let us sell it as well. Good. So that's the way the Gemara answers the case. Again, the Gemara is trying to get around the problem of Torvat Hana'a. We don't want to get involved in the machlokah of Torvat Hana'a. Torvat Hana'a means that nobody owns it yet. I have a right to give it to whoever I want, so that Torvat Hana'a has a value. I'm not giving it to, no, Torvat Hana'a is not Mamon. I mean actual Mamon. Yeah, this Terumah was Yoresh, and he was Yoresh from the grandfather. That's Mamash Mamon. It's my terumah. I could sell it now to whoever I want. I can give that to a lady in Kiddushin. She could sell it as well. And as she says on the bottom line, "V'uadi named matzeluk ma b'terumah shenaflalo mebet abi imo kohen." He could have gave a simpler case. He could have gave a case simple. The grandfather was Morish terumah. You don't got to give a whole complicated case. It was tevil, and we consider that it's atid lehafrish is considered ufrash already. Give a simple case. The grandfather had terumah. It was his. He was more interested in the grandson. Well, why could you give a simple case? Ela hakasher imken by kavash malam manitim pshitim mikodesh. Then there's no chadush in the Mishnah. But die, it's the mamon of the grandson. But die, it's mikodesh. The Mishnah is not teaching me chadush. But the chadush over here is even though it wasn't mufrash, it's considered hufrash. Kekeilu hurmu, and therefore it's considered that he has the terumah he owns. The hadush in the Mishnah is even though you didn't mafrish the terumah, it's keilu, it is mufrash and it belongs to the grandfather. The grandfather was Morish Datari. Grandson, therefore, hence he can make a kedushin to it. Ba'a, miner, vihiya, but abin mirafuna. Tovat Hana'a Mamon or Ena Mamon? Oh, Sheila, Tovat Hana'a. Tovat Hana'a again is this concept where, let's take the case of terumah where we understand it already. I have to mafrish terumah from my pile of tevin, whatever it is. It's not mine, the terumah, but I have a value in it that I can choose which kohen I want to give it to. There's a value. I mean, somebody would pay me that I should give it to that kohen, right? So therefore, the question is that considered mamon or not? Nafka mina, if I mekadesh a lady with this terumah of the Torvat Hana'a, then she has a right to give it to whoever she wants. I consider mekadesh it or not? Amar le, talitua. We learned it in our Mishnah. What do you want? המקדש בתרומות ומעשרות ומתנות ומחטאת ואפר הפרה הרי זו מקדש ואפילו ישראל. Meaning even if the guy is in Israel that doesn't own the terumah, still mikudesh. It must be what is mikadesh no any betovat. Hana amale velav ukimna b'yisrael shena filo tevelim mebet abi imo kohen. But you have no raya. Didn't we establish the case just now? Let's talk about where he got teruma already from his grandfather, and we said that it's kaskidu hurmu already, and therefore the kohen owned it. Therefore, the grandchild was yoresh already. So we have no raya to the case of tovat anazim amon or not. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le. So again, let's get who's talking to over here. You have Ravuna e Ravhiya. Ma'amini Ravhiya bar Abin Miravuna. He asked a question to Ravuna. Right? He asked him, is Tovatana Amamon or not? So Ravuna answered him, it's a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah. So Ravhiya told him back, what do you mean it's a Mishnah? You have no raya from that Mishnah. We already answered that Mishnah. So Amar le, so Rav Huna tells Rav Hiya, Hotza'at. Now we don't know what this word Hotza'a means yet, but the Gemara says Ichsif. Rav Hiya got embarrassed when he was called Hotza'a. Why? Savar Mishimata Kamar le. He thought he was telling him, Hotza'ah, you're out. Which means, what are you saying? Which means, you're telling me over here that the Mishnah is giving you no ra'ya. Hotza'at, get out. Look at Tap Rashi. Hotza'at hu sabar mishimata kamadi. Motza'at mishimu'azu. Nir'esh ena ta'acham. You're not acham ba. Iname katil kane ba'agma. Which means you're cutting reeds in the river. Hutza means like you're cutting. Hutza vedufna, hutza vedafta. Hutza is like a reed. Which means you're swinging. You're just shooting from the hip. You're cutting reeds in the swamp. Which means you don't know what you're talking about. He thought that that's what he was telling him that.
So
I got embarrassed, right? So he says, Amar le, hachi ka'amina. No, I didn't mean to tell you that you don't know what you're talking about. Rav Asid de Hutsal kai kevatech. Meaning Hutsa is Lashon Hutsal. The rabbi from Hutsal agrees with you. Right? And therefore, yeah, you have to say, he thought he was getting knocked. Right? He said, no, Hutsal. The rabbi from Hutsal agrees with you. Right? So that's the question. So Rav Hiya es Rav Huna. I got to review the story. Rav Hiya es Rav Huna, Tovatana'a, yeah or no? So Rav Huna told him, Taritua, it's a Bifurush Mishnah. What do you want? So Rav Hiya asked on Rav Huna, what are you talking? That's not Ayah from the Mishnah. So then he told him, you're out. So he said, I'm out. He told him, maybe learn the Mishnah right. The truth of the matter is, the rabbi called Rav Asi Dehutza, learned the Mishnah like you, and therefore you have a ra'ayah from the Mishnah, what to rely on, that Tovatana is Mamon. You can learn the case simply like we learned. We're not coming out to this whole thing with the grandfather. No, you can learn it simply. There's rabbis that learned it like you, that it's a regular case where the Yisrael took the Terumah, and he went and gave it to the lady, and it's Mekudesh. So therefore you're not out. You have what to rely on. Gemara comes along and says, Nema ketana'e. This whole business of Tovat Tana'e, is it Mamon or not? Let's say it's actually a machloket amongst the Tana'im. Ketana'e. What does it say? Gonev tevlo shel adero.
Nice.
So what did a guy do? He stole the table of his friend. Okay. Mishalem lo demet tevlo shel havero. So according to the first rabbi, who's that? Devre Rabbi. The B says you got to pay back. Well, he stole a pound of table. You got to pay back a pound of a table to the guy. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eno Mishalem Ela Deme Chulin Shebo. No, you only got to pay back Chulin, which means the Teruma in there, you don't got to pay back. Also, what's the Malok? And why one rabbi says, which means, let's argue for a second. A pound is the whole thing. So first rabbi says, you stole a pound, you got to give back the whole pound. Second rabbi says, no, you give back a pound less the amount of terumah. Not that you can keep it, but you can give it to whoever you want. Now, what's the Malok over here, whether you have to return the terumah, shebo, or not? That the value that you have a right to give it to whoever you want is value, and therefore you stole that value, therefore you got to give it back to him. Yeah. And the other sheet tells him,
And therefore, if it's not Mu'min, I didn't steal any money from you. I only stole the table. So I got to give you back the Hulim. The Teruma, that's not yours. Oh, but I have a Hana'at to give it to whoever I want. That's not Mu'min. So it could be that this is the basis of the Mahlukah of Tana'im over here, whether you have to return the Teruma back or not. Is Tovat Hana'am Mu'min or not? Look at Rashi. She says, "Mishalem lo demet tivlo, av demet teruma maaser shivu." You got to give back the teruma and the maaser that's in the pile. Ela demet cholid shivu, avat teruma maaser amar le la ba'ad varim didiat. I don't got to. You're not the kohen. I don't got to give it to you. Ukshiyavo kohen gamu le tovo yitchenu. And when the kohen comes along and says, "Give me my teruma," you push him away also. I don't give it to you. I give it to another kohen, which means yeah, which we yitchenu lo lo itnenu kim le kohen. No, I give it to another kohen. He's not obligated to give it not to the guy because I can say it's not your teruma. It belongs to the kohenim. And when the first kohen comes to me and says, "I don't got to give it to you. I give it to whoever I want," but I didn't steal anything from the first fellow because all he has is tovat mamon to give it to which kohen he wants. If you say tovat ana is not considered a mamon, I didn't take any. Anything. So comes the Gemara and says, "No, no. I can argue and tell you everybody holds it's not mamon. So what's the machloket then? Why does one rabbi say you got to give back the teruma and one not? Be'aka b'tevalim shenaflu lo mebet avi imo kohen. The case of this talking about the case we learned earlier, where the maternal grandfather was morish tevalim to the grandson." And the machloket over here is, how do you look at the teruma that's in this pile? Is it considered mufrash or is it considered not? The first shita says, "Kemi shurmu damyan." And therefore, when you stole from this guy that inherited from his grandfather's maternal grandfather, you stole from him. Because we consider the teruma was considered already separated, so it belonged to the grandfather. The grandfather was morish the teruma to the grandson, so that's mamon. So therefore, you got to pay for everything. Yeah. Because you took away something that he could have sold. It's his mamon. Umor sabar, lav kemi shurmu damyan. No. Teruma is till it's separated, it's not considered hurmu, and therefore all the grandfather inherited to the kid was tovatana'a, and tovatana'a is not considered mamon, therefore you don't have to give back only the holin chebo. So the different mahlokin. Nothing to do with tovatana'a. Like everyone else, tovatana'a is lav mamon. The mahlokin is when the maternal grandfather inherited, gives it over, is it considered kidu hufrash? And if you say it's hufrash, so then already he got mamon. The grandson has mamon already. He has something that's valuable. He can sell it. Therefore, you got to give it back to him. The whole thing. But if you hold the nose, kidu hufrash. So then it's tovatana'a. Tovatana'a is lav mamon. And therefore, you don't have to give it back. You only give back the holin. I can tell you no. I can tell you really it's considered mamon in that aspect of it. It's kemi shurmu damyan. Oh, vetovatana'a ina mamon. Well, I can tell you on the other side that tovatana'a is not considered mamon. Oh, but still, if you tell me it's kemi shurmu damyan, so you stole mamon from the guy. Oh, ve'acha b'dishmuel kamepalgei. The mahlokot over here is in Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? Damar Shmuel chayta achat poteret et akri. How much teruma min haTorah do you have to give to cover a whole entire pile? Min haTorah chayta achat. One chayta is poteret the entire kri, the entire pile. Oh, so really the grandfather died. And we're going to say what? It's considered kimi shurmu damyan. And therefore really it's considered money. And now the Ganav went and stole the pile. More sabar, more itle de Shmuel. The first shita that says what? That what you have to give back. What? He holds why? He holds like Shmuel. Because the guy will come along and say, "Hey, listen, all I was going to give is one chita. So therefore you can give me the whole pile back. Less one chayta, but you got to give back. Because if you hold like Shmuel, you can't come along and say, "I'm keeping the teruma. We're keeping the teruma. I'm giving one little kernel over there. Give me back everything." If you hold like Shmuel, you got to give back everything. Umor sab, umor let me to Shmuel. Well, doesn't go like Shmuel. Therefore, what? I can keep the teruma. You can't come and tell me, "No, I'm giving one chayta." No, if you don't hold like Shmuel, you got to give the whole thing. You got to give the full teruma.
It's not equity.
Right, it's not equity. But really, I'll tell you. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. He buys the money. She says it. The kula alma kemishun mu damyan. Really, I'll tell you, it's kemishun mu, and therefore the grandfather was morish. Teruma. That belongs to the grandson.
Vetomatana enomon. Vehacha lav.
Ah, that's a kidashi. If you tell me it fell from the grandfather, he stole mamon.
Yeah.
Because it's considered kibishimu. Don't learn the case like that. Don't get the grandfather involved. Wow. It's a regular case. Because if you say that, then already it's mamon. Good. If a regular guy, he grew product in his field, he has a whole pile of stuff, the ganav came and stole the whole thing. The guy tells the ganav, hey, it all belongs to me. I gave one pita, give me back the whole pile.
וכי פליג רבי עלד רבי יוסף רבי יהודה בתרומה לחודה פליג אבל במעשר מודה תלב בעד דברים לידאו.
Right, when it comes to teruma, but when it comes to maaser, he'll agree that the ganav could come along and say, "I'm keeping the maaser. You're not a levi. I don't got to give you the maaser." By teruma, the baal tevil can come and argue, "Give me back the whole thing. I covered it by giving one chita." And the second chita will say, "No, chita chayt not poter et kri." Therefore, the ganav could keep the teruma sheba, and the guy cannot come along and say, "I gave a chita. Why did he give a chita?" Therefore, that's the machloket between the two opinions over here, that what, in a regular case, that he wasn't your nature from his grandfather, do you go with Shmuel or not?
Comes Gimran says,
they don't go with Shmuel. So then the Chaura, what's the Mahloket?
This is the reason of Rabbi.
The whole thing.
Rabbi said you got to give back the whole thing. And the Chaura, if you don't hold like Shmuel, the Chaura, you should be able to keep. Hold back the Teruma at least. Yeah. Right? You got, can't come along and say, I gave you Hita. What is Hita?
Even though there's no equity.
So you can't come along and say, as if you stole anything from the guy. So we have two reasons not to give back anything.
Yeah.
Which means, number one reason is, Tovatana'a ena mamon. I didn't steal anything from you. Therefore, the Chaura, I didn't steal anything from you. I can keep the Teruma. Number two, you can't come along and tell me you gave one hita. We don't go like Shmuel. So the Chaura, what's the reason of Rabbi that says you still got to give back the whole pound?
The kansua rabbanan leganav.
Oh, they penalized the ganav. You stole, you got to give back it. We're not gonna be choten niskar. We're not gonna let a thief now get rewarded. The guy stole a whole pile. Now all of a sudden he's holding to the man and saying he has rights to give it to whatever coin he wants. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't make sense to reward a ganav. Look at Nashi.
Rabbi Yosef let le deshmuel.
Not us?
No.
Okay, that's further. Okay, we read. Actually, look at the kansua le ganav. That's us.
שלא תהיה תרומה אצלו ממון שאין לו טובעים
ונמסע חוטן נזכר. Right, which is you let him keep the תרומה and he can always push off כהנים. I don't got to give it to a גבירתה, give it to that guy. He doesn't have to give back to the owner, so he ends up having money in his pocket. That's not fair to reward the thief, so therefore not to reward the thief, he says give it back. Good.
Another answer. Because the Alma eat Lehu de Shmuel.
Oh, they hold of Shmuel that what? Hita had put it at the tree. And therefore, the Chaura, the owner, should come back and say, hey, you give it to me back. I was put it already, be Hita Ahat. So what's the machloket over here?
The Acha Ainu Tamad Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda.
The reason why we let the ganav keep the ma'ad, the teruma,
is because the kansur rabbanan le ba'al abayit. We're punishing the Baal HaBayit in this case. Why? Would you wait so long to take your tirumot for? Therefore, because you waited so long, well, this guy came and was going to have it. And that obviously took time. So therefore, you delinquent. You didn't take your tirumot right away. Now we're going to punish you. Even though, really, you could tell the ganav, hey, listen, I gave a chitta. Give me back the whole thing. Still, we're going to punish the guy because you waited too long. The ganav could keep it. Look at that sheet. Now she says, No, that sheet. Okay, that's what it is. Tana, we learned in our Mishnah, Amekadesh betrumot, Ubma'asrot, Ubmatanot. Matanot is the zero one, the lehayayim of the Qurban, giving it to the lady. Beme hatat. Ubeefer para. Harezu mekudeshet. Va'afalpi Israel. Even the guy that's giving it is a Israel. Okay. Unminu, we have a contradiction. Hanotel sechar ladun. Dinav betelim. You have a judge. You're paying him money in order to give you a judgment. The deen is, his judgments are void. Why? Why can't you pay him to give a judgment?
Straight.
Oh, is that the reason? Dinav b'terim, he explains, she'asur litol schar avur hora'ah. No, you cannot charge for divrei Torah.
Wow.
You're calling the guy, Rabbi, I need a psak alaka. Give me 15, give me $20. $20. You have to give him psak alaka because you gave him psak alaka. And therefore, it says over here, Hanotel sakal ladun, a guy takes money for the give him psak alaka, dinah betelim. Whatever you said is batel. You got a different rabbi. It's not considered valid over here. Okay, it's a whole question. If the Dayan has another job, if the Dayan has a job and he's stopping from his job to give this psak, then he can't charge. We're talking about stam, he's a batlan anyway. So therefore, you cannot charge for the Divrei Torah. Good, that's the first case. A witness cannot suppress his testimony. He has to give his testimony. Now the guy comes, please do me a favor, could you come to Beti to testify for me and give me $100? Nah, he cannot charge. Torah says you have to go testify, and therefore eduto betera.
It's void.
It's if he took money over here, since it's a mitzvah to testify, takamim punished him, and therefore the mevatel is edut. Lehazot ul kadesh. The Kohen's charging money to sprinkle somebody. Somebody got tameh, so he has the para aduma, you know, waters. Lehazot ul kadesh memav. Or to sanctify the, to put the effort para in the waters, to make the kedusha mine, that's putting the effort para effort into the waters. Me ul kadesh, that's ul kadesh kama. Memav me me'ara. The waters are considered murky or dirty waters. The efro efer makle. And the effort para is considered efer makle, it's like ashes. It means nothing, which means you paid for this service, no good. Look at that she. Top, the first white line in the shi. לעזות ולקדש משניים בבכורות הנותן שכרו לדון דינה בטלים לעזות ולקדש ממה מערב איפה מקלה או לעזות על התאמה you tell the guy please this guy is tame could you sprinkle on him and give me $100 no good ולקדש מהחטאת כשנותן האפר במים when you put the effort up into the water it's called the קדש קרי קדושה the water becomes putrid in Alakan Efer Makle Kilomar Stam Efer. The Efer is considered mundane. Sheba Minakalui Baesh. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, so what's the question over here? There's a question over here somewhere. The question is, you saying over here that you cannot charge for such an item. Right? For the Panaduma case. Right? You cannot charge. I mean, there's no monetary. It's a mitzvah. You cannot charge for such a thing.
So now you're coming along and taking the ifra para, you're taking the thing, and you're having an affirmation. You're going at it at mikudesh at least, so you're turning it into a monetary value.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you can't charge to do it for somebody, so how could you take the ifra para, the meqatat, and give it to a lady for kiddushin? You're getting an affirmation, you're benefiting from the ifra para, whatever she's going to do with it, but you're benefiting from it. You're, she could sell, let's say, but the point is you're benefiting now. What are you not to benefit from? That's the Gemara's question, right? Amar Abaye Lakasha. Kan Bishar Haba. Kan Bishar Hazaav Kiddush. Big difference. One is the schar in bringing, transporting the water from the well, or transporting the effort from the place, there you're allowed to charge. And one is talking about the actual sprinkling and the actual making of the effort of para into the waters. What does it mean? Nashi. Third line. Bishara ba ha'efir memakom nemakom. Yeah, you want to transport. The effort is in one place. You want to tell the guy, do me a favor, bring the effort to this place over there. Vishar milu hamayim. Or, do me a favor, go to the spring and fill up the water. So far, it's nothing. It's just pulling, it's a preparation. Dimetad trihai. Oh, that's a Torah. Verachmana lo nam ya'ale. It's not a mitzvah necessarily. You can't charge for a mitzvah. But this is not the mitzvah. Vishari the mishkan igra. Umikudeshet. Good. Over here, umedubar be mishnah, shetoreya havura isha. בהבאת האפר ומילו המים ומקדש אותה בשכר תרחה זו. Which means, it sounds like what he's saying over here is he's doing the tirha. Which means he's going to do the job himself. Which means he's going to say, Areat mikudeshet li, I'm going to go pick up the water. Instead of you, I'll do it. Now that job over there has a value. That already makes more sense. Shekiban shirashay litos schar, since he can get paid for that schar, nechshevet atircha kesheve kesef, which means, I'll do it for you. So then, I'm going to go pick up the water and over there, and I never could do with the tircha that I'm going to do. So we thought originally, well, you can't charge for that. Can't charge for that. No, you can, because that's only transporting the stuff. You didn't start the process yet. Okay, very good. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, and one can bischar hazav kiddush. The other case where you can't charge is talking about when mamash, you're doing the sprinkling. You can't charge for the actual split or the actual putting the effort into the water where you're making the kiddush, the mixing, that you cannot charge for. Good, so we have a malach. Gemara says, Daikan Ameh. We have a ra'ayah from the Lashon of the Mishnah. Diktani Acha, because it says now, Mishnah, Bimeh Hatat Ub'efer Para. Which means you're mekadeshing the lady with Mechatat and Efer Para. They're separate. Which means the Mechatat is separate. You're getting it from the well. Or the spring. And the Efer Para, you didn't even mix it yet. Good, that's good. It's transporting. However, over there, Vikatani Hatam in Masechet Bechorot, what's the language? Lehazot ul Kadesh. That's talking about where they're together already. And that's when it says you can't charge. Shema Minna. So the Lashon is Meduyeket, Hadran, Alach, Haish, Mekadesh.